Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm James. Welcome to the 4P's Short Breaks Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio, and we have lots of great music and interesting chat before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6 p.m. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs 21, lows 16. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 21, lows 15. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs 22, lows 14. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 23, lows 14. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs 22, lows 13. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, with the Tour of Britain race now just weeks away, the Isle of Wight Council has released more important information to help residents prepare for the occasion. Organisers require roads to be free of cars to ensure the safety of riders who will be reaching speeds of around 40 miles per hour on sections of the course. A full list of the affected roads, along with details of alternative arrangements in areas where alternative parking has been made available, has now been made available and can be viewed via the Isle of Wight Council website. Residents will be required to remove their car from the road if they live along the route. This will need to be done by 6 p.m. the previous night, which is Saturday the 10th of September, with parking restrictions remaining in place until the race passes the following day. Cars left on the course will need to be removed in the interests of safety and will be relocated to a safe place nearby. Residents will then need to ring the Isle of Wight Council on 823 800 to establish the vehicle location. The tour culminates on the island on the 11th of September when around 100 of the world's best cyclists will take on the 150-kilometre last leg of the series in what is believed to be the largest sporting event hosted by the island. Meanwhile, according to government data, monkeypox has reached the Isle of Wight, but case numbers here were counted as fewer than 5. Isle of Wight Councillor for Public Health and Adult Social Care, Carl Love, has moved to reassure islanders that there is a supply of vaccines amid reports of a shortage. Councillor Love said, "We have a supply which should see us through until additional supplies can be sourced." Urging islanders to take actions where possible to safeguard themselves, Councillor Love said, "I am in close conversation with our Director of Public Health, Simon Bryant. We are monitoring closely the current situation." Councillor Love says, "If you suspect you might have monkeypox, call 111 for advice. Don't turn up at hospital to see your doctor or at NHS Sexual Health Services without first warning them of your suspicions. The NHS advises only a small number of people in the UK have had monkeypox and the risk remains low." Finally, an Isle of Wight independent photographic retailer is to close its doors after 32 years serving in Newport. Island Photo Centre says times have changed and trading has become far more of a challenge recently with stock supply problems. Its Newport store on Upper St James's Street will move to join the Ride Union Street store. The change will be complete by Thursday, the 1st of September. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, this is Blake with the Cinema Guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. At Cineworld, we have got Orphan, First Kill, which is rated a 15. We've got Dragon Ball Super, Superhero, rated a 12A. Nope, rated a 15. DC League of Super Pets, rated a PG. Where the Crawdads Sing, rated a 15. Thor Love and Thunder, which is rated a 12A. Elvis, which is rated a 12A. And Top Gun Maverick, which is rated a 12A. At Commodore Cinema, we have got The Railway Children Return, which is rated a PG. And at both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema, we've got Bullet Train, which is rated a 15, Fisherman's Friends, One and All, rated a 12A, Minions The Rise of Gru, which is rated a U. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the Cineworld and Commodore Cinema websites.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. David Walliams is a comedian, Sylvester McCoy, who's a TV actor, and Ben Barnes is a movie actor. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
Hello, this is Blake, and I have got a recipe for a fast Chinese-styled chicken soup. For ingredients, you are going to need 6 milliliters or 1 pint of homemade chicken stock, or any chicken stock, 6 garlic cloves chopped, 1 small piece of fresh root ginger chopped, 3 spring onions, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice wine, and 1 tablespoon of Thai fish sauce, 100 grams or 4 ounces of dried egg noodles, few leaves of pak choi or spinach, a handful of fresh coriander leaves chopped, and a lemon or lime juice. And this is enough for 1 or 2 dishes. So what you need to do is peel and slice the garlic and ginger, slice the spring onions, and then pour the chicken stock into a large saucepan and heat till simmering. Add the garlic and ginger with the soy sauce covered and simmer gently for at least 30 minutes. 2/3 fill a second pan with water and bring to the boil. Add noodles, bring back to the boil, reduce the heat and cook for 4 minutes. Drain and rinse in cold water. When the stock is done, add the rice wine, fish sauce, spring onions, and pak choi or spinach. Simmer for 2 minutes till wilted. Add the cooked noodles, coriander, and lemon or lime juice to taste, with more soy if you think it is needed.
Vectors Radio's great big massive enormous variety night on Saturday the 10th of September 2022 at Strings Bar and Venue, a fun and entertaining fundraising family friendly variety show produced by Nick Painless with MC for the night Drew Cameron, Britain's Got Talent, bill is subject to change, Martin Boner comedian, White Harmony Choir, Captain Nash professional pirate, Second Time Around folk band, and White Strollers, and much more. In aid of Vectors Radio, all proceeds going to keep the multi-award winning community station running. The station is run entirely by volunteers and all produced go to pay for the rent, license, insurance, etc. There will, of course, be a raffle. Tickets are £10, available now from ticket@vectorsradio.fm.
In local news this week, visitors to the coast are being urged to stay away from cliff bases and edges due to an increased risk of rock falls. The Isle of Wight Council, which issued the warning, said people should not underestimate the risks they are taking when they stand on top of cliffs or walk directly underneath them. In extreme temperatures, the risk of rock falls along the island's coastline is even greater than usual. Heat causes rocks to expand, and particularly during temperature fluctuations, any pre-existing cracks can widen and new cracks can also form. This makes cliffs potentially more unstable and rock falls more likely to happen. Heavy rainfall forecast this week could also weaken the cliffs with potential for further rock falls. the Isle of Wight is famous for its spectacular coastline, which is constantly eroding and moving. This erosion process can be devastating if people are sat underneath them. Meanwhile, a break-in at the Castle Inn pub on the Isle of Wight has featured on BBC programme Caught Red-Handed. The popular Newport premises was targeted in August last year with alcohol and money from the tip jars stolen. More than £600 worth of damage was caused during the incident in the early hours of the morning. The BBC One daytime show, which is hosted by Dom Littlewood, looks at clever new ways that the police and the public are catching crooks red-handed. In the episode, which aired this week, co-owner Liam White talks about how they managed to download CCTV footage from inside the pub to share on social media and also on the Isle of Wight radio website. He explained how he worked with police obtaining fingerprints and other key information about the suspect. Photos of the CCTV were shared far and wide, and Liam revealed that the same name kept cropping up, enabling them to pass the information on to police. Harry Mortram of Ryde was arrested and charged with burglary. He was given a 12-month community order to include 80 hours of unpaid work and ordered to pay £630 in compensation. Finally, Hillbans Pest Control has been confirmed as finalists in the prestigious National Pest Awards, the centrepiece event in the pest industry calendar that recognises those who have excelled in pest control across the UK. The event will see a gala awards ceremony and dinner at the Hilton Bankside in London, with Hillbans shortlisted in the Small Company of the Year category alongside Integrum Services and London Network for Pest Solutions. Sandra Knowles, Managing Director of Hillbans Pest Control, said, "As a family business in such a unique setting on the Isle of Wight, we are proud of the local people that make up our team and clients." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and years of birth. David Williams, who was born in 1971, who's 51. Sylvester McCoy, who was born in 1943, who's 79. And finally, Ben Barnes, who was born in 1981, who's 41. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. International Strange Music Day on Wednesday the 24th of August is a chance to broaden one's musical horizons with new, bizarre and unexpected sounds which are not usually heard anywhere else. The word strange can refer to something that is unfamiliar, unusual, or both, and the decision is completely up to the individual. This day is ideal for everyone to step outside their comfort zone and listen to some genuinely bizarre music with unusual instruments and uncommon sounds, whether they consider themselves to be musical or not. Celebrating this day provides numerous opportunities to appreciate music and widen minds to new concepts, whether performing or just listening. Banana Split Day on Thursday the 25th of August honours unquestionably one of the nicest aspects of summer, or any moment when you enjoy indulging in an ice cream treat. With cream, cherries, strawberries and whatever else you can think of on top, a banana split combines the ideal flavour of bananas with the rich, sweet flavour of the ice cream. This day provides the ideal occasion to indulge in this delectable delight. Who, after all, doesn't adore a sweet banana split? You don't have to feel bad about having one, or maybe even several, and one thing's for certain, you won't regret it. And finally, Just Because Day on Saturday the 27th of August aims to raise awareness of the fact that, while taking time off and celebrating holidays is frequently done for a reason, there are times where it may happen for absolutely no reason at all. This holiday encourages families to get together, take a break from work, and engage in leisure activities. However, it intends to celebrate leisurely beach days, taking time off and doing whatever you feel like at the time. So don't be afraid to take a little trip, sleep in, or simply wear a hat for no apparent reason at all, just because. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
We have
Kaelin
and
James.
Now, you two are going to tell us about a game, aren't you?
Yes. It's an interesting game.
The game is called Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. It's a 3D multiplayer and single-player platform game on the Nintendo Switch.
Also, on Bowser's Fury, it can go up to two players.
Yes, it's four players for the main game, two players for Bowser's Fury. And the story is, interestingly enough, Bowser hasn't kidnapped Peach for once in a Mario game, which is impossible.
Well, Bowser kidnapped Peach in New Super Mario Bros. Wii, obviously.
Yeah, but for once he hasn't captured Peach. Instead, he's captured these fairies called Sprixies. And do you actually find out, and you don't actually know what he wants to do with them?
No.
I mean, they're magic or something, but the point is you have to go through eight worlds like normal and rescue each princess you've got.
And also, like on World 8, he just turns into a cat or something. Meow.
Yeah, and the main interest of the a new power-up of the game is the Super Bear, which gives you a cat suit and lets you climb up walls and use your claws to attack enemies.
Yep.
And then the Bowser's Fury mode was added when the game was re-released on the Nintendo Switch.
And also, there's this big bell where Mario turns into a big head or something, and then he fights Bowser, and then you have to hit Bowser three times, and then he goes like, oh no, I'm dead.
So yeah, Bowser's Fury is an open world game where you can choose to get which cat shines you want at your own pace, unlike Mario 3D World, the base game, where you're essentially forced to do the levels in a set order, more or less.
And I have the whole game.
Yes.
Hello, this is Blake with your gig guide for this week. On Monday, we have got Cow's Concert Band at Rylestone Bandstand in Shanklin, 8 p.m. On Tuesday, we have got Bob Howarth, Big Bang, at Rylestone Bandstand, Shanklin, 7:45 p.m. On Wednesday, we have got Ben Stubbs at Adgerstone Vineyard at 1 p.m. Platform One presents at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport, 7 p.m. and it is a ticketed event. And at Sandown and Shanklin Military Band at Rylestone's Bandstand, Shanklin, 8 p.m. And on Thursday, we have got Chris Quinton at Adgerstone's Vineyard, 1 p.m. and Spike Oatley Band at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport, 7:30 p.m. and it is a ticketed event. That's your gig guide for this week.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is flibbertigibbet. It is spelled F-L-I-B-B-E-R-T-I-G-I-B-B-E-T. It refers to a silly or flighty person or someone who is excessively talkative. It can be used in the sentence, he was forced to endure a long flight with a flibbertigibbet as a seat companion. It originated from the Middle English word flepperjebbet, which means gossip or chatterer. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kaelin.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Goodbye!
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.